I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello again, evolutionaries. I'd like to share with you today an experience that I had recently. I was Skyping into a book group in Denver that is reading a book that I've written that's going to be coming out in July. I'll be sharing more with you about that book and how you'll be able to order it. But they've been studying this book over the last few months, and one of the people in the group, in the course of our conversation, asked me, given the situation that we're in right now politically, what can we do to help this? To help this crisis that we're in, to help us move through it. And I suggested that, first of all, one of the things that we do is we opt out of the script. And what I mean by that is that what we are witnessing is, it is like a story that is playing out that is the expression of egoic beliefs. And this story is playing out, and this story has a certain script. And the script goes something like this. When we are attacked, we counterattack. And the script says that the important thing is to ascribe blame, to shame those that we disagree with or that we believe have done wrong, to judge them. So this script basically is about attack, judgment, blaming, shaming. And so we find ourselves in this script and we play that script out if we're not aware, if we're not conscious. It's exactly what we're going to be doing in these times. We're going to be looking at people that we disagree with. We're going to be judging them. We're going to be shaming them, blaming them, attacking them. And when we are doing that, we are following the script and we are reinforcing the script. And that script is a perpetual cycle. It continues to reinforce itself. So as we blame and as we shame and as we judge and as we attack, we are lending momentum to that script. And that script is the script that is causing so much suffering and is putting our survival really at risk. And so the first task that we have is to opt out of that script, because we do not have to follow it. The ego within us has a fierce desire to follow it. The ego within us, the ego thought system within us, has a fierce desire, when attacked, to attack back, has a fierce desire to judge and to blame and to shame. It's very, very tempting, but we have the capacity to opt out, to unsubscribe from that script, because that script is the dysfunction that we are witnessing being played full out right now. So we opt out of that script. We refuse to follow its mandate. We refuse to answer attack with attack. We refuse to judge. We refuse to shame. We refuse to blame. And not only are we opting out of that script externally in our relationships, but we are opting out of that script where it shows up first, which is in our own mind, in our own consciousness. That's where that script has its home. It's in the mind. And so as compelling as it may be, and as real as we may believe it is, that it is necessary to do all of those things, in our minds, we opt out. We say no. That script is a falsehood. That script is not the expression of love, and the only true thing that there is love. That script is the antithesis of love, therefore it is false, and I choose not to subscribe to it, either in my own mind or in my behaviors. So the first thing we do is we opt out of the egoic script. And then the second thing that we can do, if we want to be even more proactive and more of an evolutionary activist, we do something that not only opts out of the script, we do something that destabilizes the script. We do something that goes against what the script is saying we're supposed to be doing. And in a few weeks ago, in an episode, an interview that I did with Taya Sepenuk, it's called Finding the Medicine in the Story. She and I were talking about something that happened a few weeks ago with actress Sarah Silverman, who received this really pretty horrific tweet from a guy, and she opted out of the script. She did not attack back. She didn't shame him in front of her other followers or blame him or judge him. She opted out of that script. Now, as an actress, maybe she's more conscious than some of us that we can choose what script we're going to follow. And she decided that wasn't a script that she wanted to be part of. So she opted out of the script, and then she did something that also went against the script. She improvised. She didn't follow the script. She improvised. And what she did was, she went on this guy's Twitter feed, and she sort of did this investigation of who is this person? What's going on in his life? And she discovered that, and she reached out to him, and she discovered that he was in intense pain. He had all these herniated discs in his back. He was dealing with physical pain. He was dealing with emotional pain. The guy was suffering. And the way that he was dealing with his suffering was by projecting this vitriol outside of himself, attacking others, as a way of coping with his own pain. And so Sarah not only investigated who this person was, she also reached out to him and expressed compassion towards him. And she reached out to her Twitter followers and asked for their support. And soon support was coming to this guy for his medical needs and emotional needs, clearly. I mean, he was no longer isolated and alone. There was a community that formed around him. And so she did something, Sarah Silverman did something that destabilized the script. And when we do that, when we do something that destabilizes this egoic script of attack and judgment and blame and othering and isolating and all of that, when we choose to do something that goes against that, then we destabilize the script. We're no longer, not only are we not reinforcing it, but we are undermining it. And when we do that, when we destabilize the script, what's happening then is we are creating cognitive dissonance in the minds of people who are following that script, believing that it's the only script there is. We create cognitive dissonance in the mind of the person who is looking at the world through this lens of enemies and hatred and judgment and attack and other. We shake that script at its foundations, and we do something that opens the way for that person to begin to question their own beliefs and their own approach to the world. We give them an opportunity to open up to the possibility that there is another way, that there is a way of love, and that the person that they thought was their enemy is showing up as their advocate and their ally. We're undermining that egoic script. And when we do that, when we opt out of the script, when we do something that destabilizes the script, then transformation naturally happens. We don't have to make it happen. We have laid the groundwork for it to happen naturally. Now, one thing to keep in mind when we are doing something to destabilize the script, it needs to come from a loving place in us. It has to be authentic. The compassion has to be real. It can't just be manufactured. It can't be artificial, because then it has no power. So we need to move into a place within ourselves where that compassion is within us, and we can express it truly and authentically. Because otherwise, we're simply trying to manipulate the situation by doing something that goes against the script as a means, really, kind of pulling the rug out from someone else, rather than as an act of support and love towards them. And so I offer that to you this week as something to keep in mind, to be opting out of that egoic script wherever it shows up, whether it's in your own mind, whether it's on your news feed on Facebook, or wherever it is, to opt out, to refuse to follow that script, and then to even go further and do something that is in complete contradiction to that script. Because when you do that, you are being an activist of a different story, for a different story. You are standing in the possibility that we can all be free of this insanity, and that we can all step into a different way of relating to one another and to ourselves. This is also similar to something that I talk about in a blog post that I wrote, that I'll include a link to that blog post here on this podcast page. It's called Three Ways to Be a Peacemaker in a Time of Hatred. And in that blog post, I talk about the three ways being, first of all, to stand in solidarity with those who are under attack and being marginalized and are vulnerable, to stand in solidarity, to stand with them. Secondly, to love the person who is hating, because what's happening within them is extreme self-hatred and suffering. So to love the person who is hating. And third, to heal your own mind of this story of separateness and of enemies and of otherness. So I'll include a link to that blog post for you. And I also just want to offer you up this way of going about being the change in this time, of opting out of the script, destabilizing the script, and thereby opening the way for transformation. So until next week, peace.